This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Democratic lawmakers are developing a proposal to protect workers who are dealing with extreme weather conditions. Ray Solomon reports.
The extreme heat bill would require employers to give all workers access to water, shade, and rest during extreme heat conditions. Workers would also have to be trained to recognize the signs of heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Similar measures would protect workers facing extreme cold. Those standards were originally developed by the Biden-era Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, but were rolled back after President Trump took office. The state bill would reinstate them in Colorado. Democratic State Representative Elizabeth Velasco is planning to introduce the bill in mid-February.
We have seen workers die across the nation, from delivery drivers to airport workers, and we want workers to be able to come home after their shift.
A similar proposal to protect agricultural workers from extreme heat died in the House last year. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
A child in Colorado has died from COVID-19. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
The case was in a high school-aged child in the Denver area. It's the first of this viral respiratory season and the 47th since the start of the pandemic. That's according to the state health department. Here's state epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy.
Unfortunately, we know that COVID-19 continues to cause severe illness in children. And as this death represents, we do see mortality associated with the virus.
COVID-19 vaccination rates are low this season and lagging well behind what was seen during the peak of the pandemic. Just 6% of those 6 months to 9 years old have gotten a coronavirus vaccine. 5% of 10 to 19-year-olds got it. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
You can find more on this story and other top news from across the state at cpr.org. It's now 7:06.